A new legislative session began at the state capitol yesterday. Republicans still hold majorities in both chambers, but now by less than before. It's Tuesday, January 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Milwaukee Area Technical College is being sued for discrimination by the former chief DEI officer. And the FBI and U.S. Marshals Service have joined the hunt for a suspect in a Juneau County triple homicide. Stay with us.
Bookend your day with Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
In a new study, researchers used machine learning to discover that sperm whale communication is much more complex than previously thought.
NPR's Philip Rees recently went to the former Soviet Republic of Estonia.
TikTok is fighting for its life here in the U.S.
The makers of the hit video app are suing the U.S. government in
response. But on the other hand, you are talking about universal themes like change. I mean, we are all continuing.
Weekdays on WPR News.
A new legislative session began at the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison yesterday. As Anya Van Wagendonk reports, Republicans are governing with their smallest majority in years.
Every single member of the state assembly was sworn in, and half the Senate, too, 2 months after an election that shifted party power in Wisconsin. Republicans still hold majorities, as they have since 2011. But under new maps passed last year, Democrats picked up seats in both chambers. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said that won't affect Republicans' policy priorities.
Our top priority is returning the surplus to the taxpayers, strengthening our economy, and passing a responsible, balanced budget.
That's been a source of fighting between the parties in recent years. Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, have called for spending the state surplus on priorities like schools, and Evers has the power to veto certain Republican budget proposals. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A subsidiary of Foxconn has acquired an additional 20 acres in Mount Pleasant, but it's not clear if the company has plans for the land. Foxconn acquired nearly $4.9 million worth of land from the village of Mount Pleasant through a land transfer. That's according to records from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. The village says the land transfer was part of the village's development agreements with Foxconn. Sean Ryan is the communications director for the village of Mount Pleasant.
Currently, there are no pending development proposals under village review for these properties.
In a statement, the company said it appreciated the village's collaboration through the process, but it did not provide details on possible plans for the newly acquired land. The former chief DEI officer at Milwaukee Area Technical College is suing the school in federal court. Corrine Hess reports Eva Martinez-Paulus alleges that she was fired after speaking out about race and disability discrimination at MATC.
Eva Martinez-Paulus says she complained multiple times about discrimination against a Black employee who required accommodation because of her disability. Summer Mershed represents Martinez-Paulus.
It is ironic and deeply disturbing that MATC's first ever vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion has had to file a lawsuit alleging that she experienced pervasive discrimination and retaliation for standing up against discrimination in the workplace.
MATC officials say the allegations are unfounded. The college also noted no one from MATC's leadership team has been found to have engaged in discrimination or harassment. Martinez-Paulus is seeking back pay, punitive damages, and an order to be reinstated to her job. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's population is expected to decline by around 200,000 residents by 2050. That's based on a projection from the State Department of Administration. The state's population is projected to be stable from 2020 to 2030. It's then expected to decrease around 1% from 2030 to 2040 and 2% from 2040 to 2050. John Johnson is a researcher with Marquette University Law School.
Anyone who's looked at birth statistics knows that people in Wisconsin are having fewer and fewer babies, and we're not a hot spot for migration.
Experts say the decline could add to the state's workforce shortage, but not every county will see a decline. Dane County is projecting a population increase of nearly 40% by 2050. Federal authorities are now joining the search as local law enforcement continue to try and track down a suspect in a Juneau County triple homicide. Nick Rommel has the details.
The U.S. Marshals Service and the FBI have joined the hunt for 47-year-old Virgil Thu. Prosecutors believe he killed two girls and 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba in late December. According to the criminal complaint, two acquaintances searching for the girls in New Lisbon found the victims on December 30th. Their bodies were behind a locked door in the house Thu shared with his mother and Kolba, who was his girlfriend. The victims included Thu's 12-year-old stepdaughter and her 13-year-old friend, reported missing earlier that day. The New Lisbon police say Thu was spotted in the woods outside the city the day the bodies were found. He was carrying an object shaped like a long gun inside a sleeping bag, but they believe Thu may have left the area since then. They say investigators are looking for leads on the car he may be driving. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a quick check of weather for the state today. Could see some lake effect snow in the very northern parts of Wisconsin. The rest of the state will see a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the teens and 20s. Overnight lows, though, are going to get down into the single digits across the entire state. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, we really do love hearing your feedback, so please send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Let us know what you like about the show, what you think we could be doing better, and as always, you can leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.